我们真盼望这首诗歌能够成为我们的祷告。
Really hope the song can become our prayer.
好，我们先低头一些祷告。
Let's bow our head and have a word of prayer.
主，真的就像这首诗歌所唱的一样。
Lord, just like the hymn sings.
主，我们真的盼望爱你更深。
We really hope we can love you more.
主，但是你知道我们每个人的光景。
Lord, you know our situation.
主，你也知道我们真的是否爱你。
Lord, you know if we really love you.
主，我们真的盼望主，你借着今天，你向每个弟兄姊妹的心说话。
Lord, may you speak to our hearts today.
让我们能够真的爱你更深。
Really let us to love you more.
主，我们也把今天这一点点的话交在你的手中。
Lord, we commit the words into your hands.
主，我们盼望你自己掰开。
We hope you break it.
成为众人的供应。
Open up and supply us.
主，我们仰望你自己的恩典。
Lord, we look upon your grace.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我记得前两个月我是跟大家分享到那个帖撒罗尼迦前书。
I remember in the past few months I shared some messages from the first Thessalonians.
我本来还想继续跟大家分享帖撒罗尼迦前书的。
Originally, I want to continue sharing some message from there.
但是我觉得主又在我心里面放下一个另外一个负担。
But I feel like the Lord gave me another burden.
所以我觉得今天我要讲跟大家分享约翰福音第二十一章。
So I'd like to share with you the book of John, chapter 21 today.
我们好不好先打开约翰福音二十一章，我们把这一章我们先读一遍。
Let's open the Bible to the book of John, chapter 21. Let's read the whole chapter.
约翰福音第二十一章。
John, chapter 21.
我想请我读一节，弟兄姊妹们读一节。
I read the verses. I read the first verses, and the brothers and sisters read the next.
如果你有圣经，你也可以翻开你自己的圣经。
If you got a Bible, can you open up your own Bible?
约翰福音第二十一章。
John chapter 21.
第一节。
First one.
这些事以后，耶稣在提比利亚海边又向门徒显现。他怎样显现，记在下面。
有西门彼得和称为迪图马的多马，并加利的迦南人拿但叶，还有西比泰的两个儿子，又有两个门徒都在一处。
西门彼得对他们说：“我打鱼去。”他们说：“我们也和你同去。”他们就出去上了船，那夜并没有打着什么。
天将亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上，门徒却不知道是耶稣。
耶稣就对他们说：“小子，你们有吃的没有？”他们回答说：“没有。”
耶稣说：“你们把网撒在船的右边，就必得着。”他们便撒下网去，竟拉不上来了，因为鱼甚多。
耶稣所爱的那门徒对彼得说：“是主。”那时西门彼得赤着身子，一听见是主，就束上一件外衣，跳在海里。
其余的门徒离岸不远，约有二百肘，就在小船上把那网鱼拉过来。
他们上了船，就看见那里有炭火，上面有鱼又有饼。
耶稣对他们说：“把刚才打的鱼拿起条来。”
西门彼得就去把网拉到岸上，那网满了大鱼，共153条。鱼虽这样多，网却没有破。
耶稣说：“你们来吃早饭。”门徒中没有一个敢问他：“你是谁？”因为知道是主。
耶稣就拿饼和鱼给他们。
耶稣从死里复活以后向门徒显现，这是第三次。
他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣对他说：“你喂养我的小羊。”
耶稣第二次又对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你牧养我的羊。”
第三次对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说：“你爱我吗？”就忧愁，对耶稣说：“主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你喂养我的羊。”
我实实在在的告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子，随意往来，但年老的时候，你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。
耶稣说这话是指的彼得要怎样死荣耀神，说了这话就对他说，你跟从我吧。
彼得转过来看见耶稣所爱的那门徒跟着，就是在晚饭的时候靠着耶稣胸膛说，主啊，卖你的是谁的那门徒。
彼得看见他就问耶稣说，主啊，这人将来如何？
耶稣对他说，我若要他等到我来的时候与你何干，你跟从我吧。
于是这话传在弟兄中间，说那门徒不死。其实耶稣不是说他不死，乃是说我要他等到我来的时候与你何干。
为这些事做见证并且记载这些事的就是这门徒，我们也知道他的见证是真的。
耶稣所行的事还有许多，若是一一都写出来，我想所写的书就是世界也容不下了。我想还要继续，我们把20章的最后两节，我们也把它读一遍。
Let's read the last two verses of chapter 20.
我们大家一起读第20章的30节到31节。
Let's read together, verse 30 and 31.
耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上。但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
我们刚才读了约翰福音20章，最后两节还有第21章。
Just now we read the last two verses of chapter 20 and the whole chapter of 21.
我不知道大家有没有一个感觉。
I don't know if you have such a feeling.
当你读完二十章的时候，你发现好像20章最后两节好像已经可以把约翰福音结束了。
After you finish reading the last two verses of chapter 20, it looks like the whole book has already finished.
如果拿掉21章，你会发现说这也是一本完整的约翰福音。
If we remove the chapter 21, you can see it's still a whole book of John.
但是我们却看见圣灵他感动约翰又写了一章的圣经。
But we can see Holy Spirit moved John to write another chapter.
那为什么约翰要多写这一章呢？
Why John write this chapter?
我想这是我们今天要来看的这个问题。
I think this is something we need to look at today.
那我们刚才读到21章，我们发现约翰在21章的里面，他记载了三件的事情。
Just now when we read chapter 21, we saw there are three things have been recorded by John.
那第一件呢，是讲到说主行使一个神迹，让门徒们捕到了153条鱼。
The first miracle is that through the miracle, Lord allowed let the disciples to catch fish 153.
并且主呢亲自的为他们预备了早餐。
And also Lord prepared breakfast for them by himself.
第二件事是讲到主三次的问彼得说，你爱我吗？
The second thing is the Lord asked Peter three times, do you truly love me?
那第三件事是讲到说，
The third is,
那主要彼得不要和约翰来比较。
Lord didn't want Peter to compare with John.
并且呢要彼得来跟随他。
And ask Peter to follow him.
那我们刚才读到第二十章的最后两节的时候。
Just now when we read the last two verses of chapter 20.
我们好像看到约翰给这个整个的约翰福音他下了一个总结。
Looks like John has already drawn a conclusion for the whole book of John.
他说记这些事要叫你们信耶稣是基督是神的儿子。
It says, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ.
并且叫你们信了他就可以因他的名得生命。
That by believing you may have life in his name.
那我们如果读约翰福音前面二十章的话，
If we read the first twenty chapters of book John,
我们看见在前面二十章里面，约翰记载了主耶稣所行的七个神迹。
We can see there are 7 miracles have been recorded within the first 20 chapters.
那你去读四本福音书的话，
If you read those 4 books of gospel,
你会发现主在你会发现这门徒们在四本福音书的里面记载了主大概有30几个的神迹。
You can see there are 30 miracles have been recorded by disciples within them.
但是我们看见约翰却只记载了其中的7个。
But we can see John only recorded 7 of them.
那如果加上这21章里面153条鱼的话，那就是8个神迹。
If we add this miracle, 153 fish, there would be 8.
而且当约翰在记载这些神迹的时候，
When John recorded these miracles,
他不是简单的说这是一个神迹，
He didn't say it's a miracle itself.
而是说这是一个标记。
He says it's a mark, it's a token.
就好像我们在开车的时候看见那个路牌一样。
Just like when we drive, when we saw the sign.
他会告诉我们，我们到底这个车要往哪里开。
The sign will tell us where we're going.
那约翰所记的神迹也是一样。
The miracle recorded by John is the same.
他不是要告诉我们这个神迹的本身。
He didn't want to tell us the miracle by itself.
他是要告诉我们借着这个神迹。
He didn't want to tell us through the miracle.
我们如何来认识耶稣？我们如何来认识他是基督，是神的儿子
？How we come to know He is the Christ, He is the Son of God,
并且让我们信了他，我们就可以因他的名而得着生命。
And also by believing Him, we may have life.
这是约翰他记载神迹的一个目的。
This is the purpose for John to record these miracles.
当他写完二十章约翰福音之后
，After he finished writing. 20 chapters of John.
本来他已经可以结束了。
Originally, he should have already finished.
因为我们已经认识了这位主。
Because we've already known this Lord.
我们已经认识了这位神的儿子。
We've already known this Son of God.
我们也愿意接受他作为我们的生命和拯救。
We are willing to accept him as our Savior and life.
本来约翰福音已经很完整，可以结束在这里了。
The book of John is supposed to finish here.
但是在约翰的心中，他觉得好像还没有结束。
But in John's heart, he feels it shouldn't stop here.
在他的心中，他觉得圣灵好像还有话要对他说。
In his heart, he feels like the Spirit still wants to talk to him.
是的，我们都已经认识主了。
Yes, we all know Lord.
我们也都已经接受主做我们生命了。
All of us have already received the Lord as our life.
但是我们接下去要怎么去做呢
？But what are we doing next?
我们是像彼得一样去重操旧业去打鱼吗？
Just like Peter, we return back to our own old habit or career.
我们是大发热心，我们去服侍主吗
？We really become very zealous to serve the Lord.
究竟我们接下去应该如何的来跟随主呢
？How we should follow Lord next?
所以在末了，约翰又写了一章。
So that's why at the end, John wrote another chapter.
在这一章里，约翰他不再讲述耶稣如何是神的儿子。
Within this chapter, John didn't mention Lord is the Son of God.
他也不再讲述主如何是我们的救主。
He didn't mention how Lord is our Savior.
而是告诉我们，当我们得着这个生命之后
，But he told us after we received this life，
我们如何来跟随他
？How we come to follow him？
我们如何保持跟主这个生命上的一个关系
？How we keep the relationship with the Lord？
我想这也是主放在我里面的一个负担。
I think this is the burden that put in me by Lord.
因为我觉得我们中间有不少的弟兄姊妹都有这样的光景。
I feel lots of brothers and sisters among us have got the same situation.
不错，我们都已经信主了。
Right, we believe in Lord.
甚至我们都已经受浸了。
And also we got baptized.
但是我们是否是在那里跟随主呢
？But we really follow the Lord.
我们是否跟主之间有生命的关系
？We really have the relationship of life with Lord.
我们是否跟主有一个爱的关系呢
？Do we have the relationship of love with Him?
我们盼望主借着这一章的圣经来向我们说话。
May Lord speak to us by this chapter.
那我们看见这一章所记载的第一件事是主行神迹，让门徒们捕到了153条鱼。
We can see the first thing recorded in this chapter is through the miracle, Lord led the disciples to catch 153 fish.
并且主在那里亲自为他们预备早餐。
And also Lord prepared breakfast for them by himself.
在约翰福音第二十章的里面。
In the chapter 20 of John.
那当主复活以后，他先向抹大拉的玛利亚来显现。
Lord appeared to the Mary Magdalene first after he resurrected.
然后我们看见主接着就向门徒显现。
And also Lord appeared to the disciples.
在二十章的里面记载了主两次向门徒显现。
In chapter 20, it's recorded Lord appeared to the disciples twice.
一次是多马不在的时候。
Once was when Thomas was away.
还有一次是当多马在场的时候，主再一次向门徒显现。
The other time was when Thomas was there, was present. Jesus appeared to the disciples.
借着这些的显现，主恢复了他们的信心。
Through this appearance, Lord restored their faith.
让他们看见我们的主已经从死里复活了。
Let them see our Lord has already resurrected from the dead.
让他们看见他真的是基督，是神的儿子。
Let them see he is the true Christ, the Son of God.
那在马太福音的里面，耶稣复活以后告诉门徒。
In the book of Matthew, after Lord resurrected, he told the disciples.
他告诉门徒要到加利利去等他。
He asked the disciples to go to Galilee to wait for him.
那在马太福音最后一章讲到主把大使命给了门徒。
In the last chapter of Matthew, Lord gave the great commission to the disciples.
那是在加利利。
It was at Galilee.
但主给了他们大使命以后，主就叫他们回到耶路撒冷去等候圣灵的降临。
After Lord gave the great commission to them, Lord asked them to go back to
Jerusalem.
Jerusalem to wait for the coming of Holy Spirit.
啊，所以在约翰福音二十一章里面就讲到彼得和几个门徒他们一起到加利利去等候主。
So in the chapter 21 of John, it's recorded the disciples went to Galilee and wait for him.
当他们到了加利利以后，主并没有马上就向他们显现。
After they arrived here, the Lord didn't appear to them straight away.
我想彼得他一定是等得很不耐烦的。
I think Peter was impatient of this waiting.
他可能想等了这么久。
He might think, I've been waiting for such a long time.
主还没有来。
Where's the Lord? Lord is not coming yet.
那我们不能在这里干等啊。
We can't just wait here for nothing.
我们总要去做点什么吧。
We should do something.
所以他就对其他的门徒说，我们一起打鱼去。
So he said to other disciples, let's go out to fish.
我想其他的门徒可能也都等得不耐烦了。
I think other disciples couldn't wait either.
那正好是一呼百应，他们就一起去打鱼去了。
So they all responded to his call and went out to fish.
啊，我觉得很多时候我们和门徒一样，我们都是没有耐心的人。
I feel like very often, sometimes we just like disciples.
啊，当主叫我们去等候的时候
，we don't have patience. When Lord asks us to wait,
我们常常是等不及。
We couldn't wait.
我们今天祷告了，我们就要求主明天就要答应。
We pray to the Lord today. We really want to get result the next day.
但是主却常常让我们学习等候的功课。
But Lord wants us to learn this lesson of waiting.
而现在的时代是一个非常讲究效率的时代。
We are in the days of efficiency.
什么事呢？你都需要马上去反应。
Anything we need to respond very very quickly.
啊，我记得以前我们没有这个电脑的时候，我们要写信。
Remember, in old days, we didn't have computer.
啊，你
写信，write a letter.
你写信的时候，你要至少要等到三天五天，你才能够等到信。
When you wrote a letter, you have to wait three or four or five days, and then you can get the return. The
那后来有了 email 就快很多。
Later on, we got an email.
啊，你当天就可以收到信。
And you can receive the email response on the same day.
现在呢，我们嫌 email 都太慢了。
Now we feel like even email is too slow.
我们现在呢都要 SMS， 我们都要微信。
We prefer SMS and WeChat.
人好像现在已经不知道什么叫等待。
We don't know what means waiting.
但是其实等待也是可以是一件很美丽的事情。
You know, waiting actually can be a very beautiful thing.
啊，我记得以前当我追我姊妹的时候。
I remember when I date with my sister.
我以前每个星期我都给她写信。
I wrote to her every week.
然后我就在那边等她给我回信。
I wait for the letter from her.
啊，等待虽然是很焦急。
Waiting is really annoying.
但是也是可以非常的美丽。
It can be beautiful as well.
因为你知道她一定会给你回信。
You know she will write back to you.
而且你知道她回信一定会让你心里面感觉到非常甜蜜。
And you know, after you receive the letter from her, you will feel very sweet.
我想其实等候神，我们也应该是这样一种态度。
I think we should have the same feeling to wait for the Lord.
因为我们知道神，他一定会垂听我们的祷告。
And we know Lord definitely will listen to our prayer.
我们也知道他的答应一定是为着我们的好处。
I know his response is definitely for our benefit.
所以诗篇告诉我们说，等候耶和华的必不至羞愧。
So some say, for those who wait for the Lord shall not be ashamed.
那彼得和门徒们打了一整夜的鱼。
So Peter and the disciples went out to fish.
但是呢，什么东西都没打到。
For the whole night, they didn't get anything.
这时候主就向他们显现。
Right at that time, the Lord appeared to them.
主叫他们把网撒在船的右边。
Lord asked them to throw the net on the right side of the boat.
他们一下子就打上了153条鱼。
And they caught 153 fish.
这个是一个何等大的一个反差。
What a great contrast.
彼得、雅各和约翰，我们知道他们都是专业的渔夫。
Peter, John, and Jake, James, they all professional fishermen.
但是他们打了一个晚上的鱼，却什么都没打到。
But after the whole night, they couldn't fish anything.
我不知道他们里面的感觉是什么。
I don't know how they feel.
他们本来是要在那里等候主的。
Originally, they want to wait, they actually wait for the Lord.
但是当他们在那里重操旧业的时候，
but at that time they went back to their old career.
却是一无所获。
They couldn't gain anything.
我觉得很多时候我们何尝又不是这样呢？
I think lots of times, very often, we are the same.
当我们信主得救以后，我们又去干什么了呢？
After we believe in the Lord, what we do?
啊，我们都晓得这样一个道理。
We all know the doctrine.
主拯救我们不是让我们再回到以前的生活里去。
Lord saved us, not let us to go back to our old life.
也不是让我们再去追求这个世界。
Not let us to go back to pursue this world.
主乃是要我们来为他做见证，来服侍他。
Lord want us to testify for him, to serve him.
就像摩西把埃及把以色列人从埃及领出来一样。
Just like Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt.
摩西拯救他们从埃及出来，不是让他们再回到埃及里去。
Not for them to go back to the Egypt.
而是要带他们进入迦南美地。
But to lead them to the promised land, Canaan.
而是要他们去侍奉他，去为神做，在万国中为神做见证。
Let them to serve him, to testify for him among the nations.
但是我们看见我们很多人得救以后。
But we saw lots of us after we saved.
我们又回到世界的里面。
We gone back to the world.
我们好像又去重操旧业。
We gone back to our old habit or career.
有的弟兄姊妹为了良心上面的平安。
In order to get a peace of mind.
我们每个主日我们到教会来报道一下。
Some brothers and sisters come to the church to show up.
但是在每一天平时的生活的里面。
But in our daily normal life.
我们是不是过一个有见证的生活呢？
Do we live a life who can testify for the Lord?
人家真的能够看出我们是基督徒吗？
Can other people tell we are Christians?
我不是说我们信了主以后我们就要辞掉工作，我们要全时间的来服侍主。
I'm not saying after we believe in the Lord we should resign from our job and we should serve him full time.
而是说我们在每一天日常的生活中，我们是不是和以前没有得救前还是一模一样呢？
What I'm saying is there any difference between after we believe in the Lord and before we were saved?
还是我们真的是一举一动都有新生的样式呢？
Or we have every single action has got a new form after we believe in the Lord.
主并没有责备门徒们去打鱼。
Lord didn't rebuke the disciples for fishing.
但是主要让门徒们知道。
But Lord want the disciples to know.
如果他们打鱼没有主的同在。
If they fishing without the Lord's presence.
如果他们的打鱼没有听从主的吩咐。
If they go out fishing without listening to the instruction from the Lord.
那结果就是一无所获。
The result is gain nothing.
同样。
The same.
当我们得救了以后。
After we saved.
我们还是生活在这个世界上。
We live in this world.
我们还需要去工作，去供养自己，我们去供应我们的家庭。
We still need to work to support ourselves and our family.
但是如果我们的工作，我们的生活如果不是为了主。
But if we not live for the Lord.
如果我们的生活，我们的工作没有主的同在。
If our live and work without the Lord's presence.
照样，我们也没有一点属灵的价值。
Similarly, we don't have any value.
即使今天你赚得了全世界，
Even though you earn the whole world，
但是当主来的时候，你却发现你的网里也是空空如也。
When the Lord's coming back, you find nothing in your net。
约翰记载这件事情是让我们看见。
John records this thing is want to show us。
基督徒信主之后的生活不再是靠着自己的努力。
The life after we believe in the Lord is not by our own effort,
也不是在靠着自己的打算。
It's not by our own plan.
而是我们要随时听从主的吩咐，要仰望主的同在。
And we should listen to his instruction at any time, look upon him.
我们也许还是做的是同一份的工作。
We might still do the same job.
但是我们的心态却不一样。我们的心态。
But we would have a different attitude.
以前也许我们工作是为了我们自己的追求，我们的成功。
Before we pursue for ourselves, for our achievement.
也许以前你工作的时候是干得心不甘情不愿。
Maybe before you, when you worked in so not willingly to work that job.
但是现在我们知道。
But now we know.
不管我们在做什么。
No matter what we do.
只要有主的同在。
If Lord with us.
只要有主的吩咐。
If Lord instruct us to do.
主就负责供应我们一切的需要。
And Lord will be responsible to supply us.
相反。
On the contrary,
如果你是在凭着自己的努力，是在那里打拼，是在那里服侍。
if you work very hard and serve the Lord by your own efforts,
那结果就是一无所获。
The result will you gain nothing.
虽然我们每天都在过一个很平凡的生活。
Although we live in a very normal life every day.
但是我们在这个平凡的生活中，我们有属天的意象吗？
But do we have a vision, spiritual vision during our daily life?
有一天有一个记者去采访三个在工地上干活的工人。
There's one day a journalist went to the work site to interview three workers.
去看看他们工作的感受。
And want to find out how they feel when they work.
那他采访第一个工人的时候。
When he interviewed the first worker.
那个工人说，他说我在这里就是为了要混口饭吃。
The first one said, I work here just for the living.
因为要养家糊口嘛。
Because I have to supply my family.
所以没有办法。
So I have no other choice.
那第二个工人说。
The second worker said,
他说我要在这里要好好的干。
I need to work hard here.
他说我要好好的多挣点钱。
I want to make more money.
那说不定我如果好好干，老板以后会提我当工头。
Maybe one day my boss will promote me to be the manager or the team leader one day.
那当记者去采访第三个工人的时候。
When the journalist interviewed the third one.
第三个工人他说。
The third one said.
他说我跟随这家建筑公司已经走南闯北。
I followed this construction company everywhere.
他说我已经为一个个的城市增添了一道道的风景线。
I already added see such beautiful skylines for to each city.
他说今天我在这里要建造的是这座城市最大最雄伟的一座大楼。
The one I'm building here is the greatest, the tallest building in this city.
五年以后，记者再去跟踪采访这三个人。
Five years later, the journalist interviewed the same people.
他发现第一个工人还是在那里混饭吃。
He found that the first one still worked there.
那第二个工人呢？他如偿所愿呢？他当上了工头。
The second one just became a manager or team leader as he wished.
第三个工人呢？他现在已经在开一家自己的建筑公司。
The third one has already opened up his own construction company.
弟兄姊妹
，Brother and sisters，
我们对我们手中的工作有意向吗？
Do we have vision to our job in our hand?
也许你今天也是在工地的里面打工。
Maybe today you work on the work site.
也许你今天是在家里做一个普通的主妇，在那里带孩子。
Maybe you are a housewife work at home to bring up the kids.
但是如果你知道你所做的一切都是为着主。
But if you know everything you do is for the Lord.
如果你知道你所做的都是在服侍主。
If you know everything you do is to serve the Lord.
你就不仅能够在平凡的生活中能够带出属灵的价值。
Not only you can live in a spiritually valuable way.
而且你自己的生命也能够在这样的生活中能够得到成长。
And also your life can grow up under such situation.
当门徒们上岸以后。
After the disciples landed.
他们看见主已经为他们在那里预备了一堆的炭火。
They saw Lord has already prepared a fire of burning coal.
那里有鱼，那里也有饼。
With the fish on it and some bread.
并且主亲自的拿饼拿鱼来给他们吃。
And the Lord gave the fish and the bread to them.
这是何等亲切可爱的一位主。
What a lovely and kind Lord it is.
当前两次主向他们复活显现的时候。
When Lord appeared to them twice before.
他们看见那位复活的主，他们的心里满了喜乐。
They saw the Lord who has resurrected. Their heart was full of joy.
但是更多的，他们是带着敬畏。
But the more they actually more fear him.
但是当我们的主在加利利的海边为他们预备早餐的时候
，When the Lord prepared the breakfast for them by the Sea of Galilee,
他们看见他们的主是那样的和蔼可亲。
They saw their Lord as such lovely and kind.
他像仆人一样在那里服侍他们。
He served them as a servant.
他在那里为他们预备早餐。
He prepared breakfast for them.
弟兄姊妹
，Brother and sisters,
跟随主是有享受的。
It's enjoyable to follow the Lord.
你有没有尝过呢
？Have you ever tasted?
很多时候，我们一想到主，一想到跟随主
，Quite often when I think about following the Lord,
我们首先想到的就是十字架，就是受苦。
First thing we think about cross is the suffering.
不错，跟随主是一条十字架的道路。
You're right. To follow the Lord is the way of cross.
但是在这条路上，你却可以满有平安和喜乐。
But on this new journey, you can have full of peace and joy.
而且在这条路上，主会一直在那里扶持你。
And on this journey, Lord can support you all the way.
甚至他亲自在那里来服侍我们。
And he can serve you by himself.
在21章的里面，他记载的第二件事情。
The second thing recorded in chapter 21.
是主向彼得三次的呼召。
The Lord called Peter three times.
主三次问彼得说，你爱我吗？
Lord asked Peter three times, do you truly love me?
有人说主为什么三次问彼得，是因为彼得曾经三次否认他。
Someone said, why Lord asked Peter three times is because he disowns Lord three times.
我想主不会在这里要来讽刺彼得。
Lord is neither mocking Peter.
主也不是不知道彼得到底爱不爱他。
Nor he didn't know Peter loved him or not.
我想主在这里问彼得有更深的含义。
I think there is an even deeper implication here.
当他们吃完早饭以后，
After they finished breakfast,
主问彼得说，
Lord asked Peter,
约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？
Simon, the son of John, do you truly love me more than these?
这些是什么呢？
What are these?
在他们旁边是一堆带给他们温暖的炭火。
Next to them, there is a coal, a fire of burning coals.
是供应他们需要的饼和鱼。
To supply their needs, the fish and bread.
是主让他们刚刚打上来的153条鱼。
And those 153 that caught by them, by Lord.
旁边还有捕鱼的器具和渔船。
And also those fishing equipment and fish boat.
这些都是他们赖以为生的工具。
These supply their needs.
这些也都是他们的需要。
These are their needs.
这些也有主给他们的祝福。
These are the blessings given by Lord.
但是主在这里问彼得说，
But here, Lord asked Peter,
你爱我比这些更深吗？
Do you truly love me more than these?
我们一生有很多的选择。
We've got lots of choices in our life.
主也常常把我们放在选择的底下。
Lord also allows us to choose.
那早在伊甸园里面的时候，
As early as those days in the Garden of Eden,
神就把亚当和夏娃放在选择的底下。
Lord allowed Adam and Eve to choose.
是吃生命树的果子呢，还是吃分别善恶知识树上的果子？
Either to eat from the tree of the knowledge of the good and evil, or the tree of life.
因为神不愿意造一个机器人被动的来爱他。
Because Lord not willing to create a robot to love him passively.
他要我们每个人自己来做出一个选择。
He wants us, each one of us, to make a choice.
我们也要为我们自己的选择来负责任。
And also we should be responsible for what we've chosen.
我们是选择主呢，还是选择这个世界？
We either to choose the Lord or this world.
我们是选择爱主呢，我们还是选择只要主的祝福？
We choose to love Lord himself or his blessings.
更深的爱是有选择的爱。
The deep love is the love with choice.
因为一个人不能侍奉两个主。
Because the one can't serve two masters.
不是亲这个就是重那个。
Either hate this, love the other.
不是爱这个就是恶那个。
Or despise this one, be devoted to another one.
但是我们却常常像罗德一样。
But sometimes we just like Lord.
当神让我们选择的时候，
When Lord asks us to choose,
我们看见的却是索多玛的平原。
All we can see is the plain of Sodom,
因为那里像埃及一样。
Because they are just like Egypt.
但是最后我们也像罗德一样，我们也落在被掳的当中。
But at the end of the day, we actually fall into the capture.
彼得为什么会选择爱主呢？
Why Peter choose to love Lord?
是因为彼得有爱心吗？
Is it because Peter has got a compassion?
不错，彼得他是有天然的爱心。
Peter has got a love by nature.
他曾经对主说，
He told the Lord,
纵然众人都跌倒，但是我总不跌倒。
Even though others fall back, I won't fall back.
我就是同你下监也愿意。
I even want to go to the prison with you, I'm willing.
我想彼得说这样的话，他不是虚情假意。
I don't think it's fake.
而是他真的不了解自己。
Actually, he didn't really understand him or know him well.
当主被捉拿的时候，
When Lord was captured,
彼得却在一个小使女的面前三次的否认主。
Peter disowned the Lord three times in front of a maiden.
第三次，当彼得在那里否认主的时候，
But the third time when Peter denied the Lord,
鸡就叫了。
The cock crows.
主就回过头来看彼得。
The Lord turned back and looked at Peter.
在主的目光的里面，
In the Lord's eyes,
没有愤怒，也没有责备。
No hate, no rebuke.
有的只是对着彼得无限的爱怜悯。
Everything is the love and the mercy.
有的只是对彼得的鼓励和安慰。
Everything is the encouraging and the comfort for Peter.
当彼得看见主的目光的时候，
When Peter saw the eyes of the Lord,
他就跑出去，他就出去痛哭。
He went out, he rushed out and wept bitterly.
弟兄姊妹，
Brother and sisters,
我们知不知道主也是有选择的呢？
Do we know Lord has a choice?
主本来没有必要为我们受苦的。
Originally, Lord didn't really need to suffer for us.
主也没有必要为我们上十字架。
Didn't really need to go on the cross.
但是他为了拯救你，为了拯救我。
But in order to save you and me.
他为了要遵行父神的旨意。
In order to follow the instruction of the God.
他甘愿的为我们走上了十字架的道路。
He's willingly to go to the cross.
当他在那里受苦的时候，
When he suffered at that time,
在他的旁边没有饼也没有鱼，
By his side there was no bread, no fish.
有的只是羞辱、鞭打和折磨。
It's only a rebuke, humiliation.
当他在那里为我们钉十字架的时候，
When he was crucified for us,
在他的旁边也没有一个的同伴。
By his side there was no companion.
有的只是讥讽、嘲笑和辱骂。
All thosejokes, rebukes,
但是他却轻看这些。
But he despised of all these.
因为他爱我们比这些更深。
But he, because he loves more than these.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你看见主的爱吗？
Did you see the love of our Lord?
你真的看见主是为着你的罪，为我的罪在那里受苦吗？
Did you see for your sin and my sin, Lord is suffering there?
前几个星期。当主日拜饼完以后，
A few weeks ago, after we finished the bread breaking meeting,
有一个弟兄他跑过来找我。
A brother came to see me.
他脸上带着很难过的表情。
He looked very sad.
我问他怎么回事。
I asked him what happened.
他说刚才在父堂拜饼的时候，饼洒在地上。
He told me that just now when we breaking the bread.And all the bread actually splashed on the ground in the small hall.
他说我不是要责备那些不小心把饼撒在地上的弟兄姊妹。
I didn't want to blame those brothers and sisters who were so careless.
他说我只是盼望真的是这些弟兄姊妹能够对主的饼杯能够有一个更加敬畏的态度。
I really think those brothers and sisters should respect this bread even more.
当他这样说的时候，
When he said that,
他的眼泪就流下来。
He shed his tears.
我在这里，我真的摸到一个弟兄，他对着主的爱。
I really touch his heart.
他不是在这里轻看主的饼，轻看主的杯。
He didn't despise the bread.
他真的看见主真的为我们所摆上的一切。
He really saw everything that put up by Lord.
当我们在这里纪念主的时候，
When we remember Lord here,
我们不是在这里一个惯常的一个仪式。
We're not like a tradition.
我们还是在这里看见主真的为我们摆上他的身体，他为我们流出他的宝血。
Here we see the Lord really sacrificed his body and shed his blood for us.
盼望主真的在每一次的聚会的里面，
really hope during our each meeting,
让我们真的看见他爱我们是如何的深。
Let us how deep the Lord loved us.
在这里主他问彼得说，
Here Lord asked Peter,
他说你爱我比这些更深吗？
Do you love me more than these?
这些不仅是炭火，不仅是饼，不仅是鱼。
These not only refer to the coals, fish and bread.
这里还有彼得的同伴。
But also the companion of Peter.
其他的一些门徒。
And other disciples.
主仿佛在这里问彼得说，
Looks like the Lord asking Peter.
你爱我比爱他们更深吗？
Do you truly love me more than them?
这些人曾经跟随彼得一起来跟随主。
These people followed Peter to follow the Lord.
他们都是彼得的同伴，都是彼得的朋友。
They were all Peter's companion, Peter's friends.
但是有一天，当主要我们在亲情和友情之间做一个选择的时候，
But one day when Lord asks us to make a choice between our friendship, between the Lord and the friendship or kingship,
我们是要尊主为大呢？我们还是要为了维护人的情感。
We should magnify him or protect our emotions.
我们的生活真的是让主来去守卫的吗？
Did our Lord has got the first place in our life?
当彼得听到主问他说， 你爱我比这些更深吗？
When Peter heard, the Lord asked him, say, Do you truly love me more than these?
他也许看了看他旁边赖以为生的渔船。
He might look at all the fishing boat.
也许他看了看那153条鱼。
Maybe he looked at that 153 fish.
也许他也看了看站在他旁边的同伴。
Maybe he looked at the companions standing next to him.
也许他更想到了他自己曾经的失败，他也想到主对他那永不放弃的爱。
Maybe he think about the failure that what he experienced, and also those failing love from the Lord.
在这时候
，at that time，
彼得他没有从前那样的确定。
Looks like Peter was not that certain.
他也不像以前那样冲动。
He was not like that emotional like before.
在他心的深处，他知道自己是那样深深的在爱着主。
In his heart, he knows he loved the Lord so deeply.
但是他更知道自己情感和肉体的软弱。
But he knows how weak his emotion and his physical body.
所以他回答主说。
So he replied to the Lord.
他说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。
”He said, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you."
主说：“你喂养我的小羊。
”Lord said, "Take care of my sheep."
主接着第二次又问他。
But the second time, Lord asked him again.
约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？
Simon, son of John, do you truly love me?
第三次主又问他了一个同样的问题。
The third time, Lord asked him the same question.
彼得就在那里忧愁起来。
Lord start, Peter actually start to worry.
他不知道主为什么接二连三要问他同样的问题。
He didn't know why Lord asked him the same question three times.
他对主说，他说主啊，你是无所不知的。
He said to the Lord, Lord, you know all things.
你知道我的心。
You know my heart.
我不敢再夸口说我一生来会来爱你。
I don't dare to boast I will love you in my old life.
因为我不知道我以后会不会失败，我会不会跌倒。
I don't know when I will fail, when I will fall back.
但是你知道一切。
But you know everything.
我一生的脚步都在你的手中。
You know all my steps.
你知道我现在爱你，现在渴慕你的心。
You know I love you now. You know I long for you.
主说你喂养我的小羊。
Lord said to him, Shepherd my sheep.
主的托付不会给那些自信满满的人。
Lord won't entrust those who are self-confident.
主的托付也不会给那些自以为是的人。
Not to those who are complacent.
主的托付只会给那些真心爱他。
Lord only entrust those who truly love him.
只会给那些谦卑的来到他的面前对主说，
Those who are humble and came to the Lord said to the Lord,
主啊，我知道自己是何等的不配。
Lord, you know, I know how unworthy I am.
我也知道我自己是何等的不可靠。
You know how unreliable I am.
我知道我一离开你，我就是软弱、失败和跌倒。
You know, as soon as away from you, I will fall back.
求你用你自己的恩典和怜悯来扶持我。
May you support me with your own grace and your blessing.
有一天我们也会被主带到一个地步。
One day we will come to somewhere.
主也会问我们一个同样的问题。
Lord will ask us the same question.
你爱我比这些更深吗？
Do you truly love me more than these?
你爱我比爱你的家人更深吗？
Do you truly love me more than your family?
你爱我比爱你的工作更深吗？
Do you truly love me more than your job?
你爱我比爱你的服事更深吗？
Do you truly love me more than your service?
我们都要在主的面前，我们要做一个选择。
We all of us need to make a choice before God.
约翰把这一段加进来。
John added this chapter.
他要让我们看见，我们不光要相信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
He wants to show us not only we need to believe Jesus is the Lord of God.
我们更要把他当作基督，当作神的儿子来爱他。
We even more we should love him more as a Christ.
基督徒和主的关系应该是一个爱的关系。
The relationship between Christians and love is the relationship of love.
如果没有爱，我们就没有办法来跟随主。
Without love, we can't follow Lord.
如果没有爱，我们也不能够牧养主的羊。
Without love, we can't take care of the sheep.
如果没有爱，主的心他也不会满足。
Without love, Lord's heart won't be satisfied.
在二十一章里面还记载了第三件事情。
Within the chapter 21, there is another thing. The third thing has been recorded.
就是当主在那里预言彼得他将来的结局之后。
After the Lord prophesied the future ending for Peter,
彼得就转过身来，他看见约翰。
Peter turned back and saw John.
他就很好奇地问主说，这人将来如何？
And he asked the Lord, what about him?
主说，这与你何干？你来跟从我吧。
Lord said to him, It's nothing to do with you. You must follow me.
那我们知道，根据教会的传统，
We know according to the church tradition,
彼得他是为主道钉十字架而死。
Peter was crucified upside down on the cross.
当主预言完彼得的结局之后，
After the Lord finished prophesying his future,
彼得并没有因为听见他以后要为主寻道，他就退缩不前。
Peter didn't step back and stop following God after he heard all these things.
因为他知道为主寻道乃是他的荣耀。
Because he knows it's a glory for him to be martyr for the Lord.
虽然跟随主是有代价的。
We know we need to follow the Lord. We need to pay price.
但是就像保罗所说的一样。
But just like Paul says,
这自战自清的苦楚，如果和将来那极重无比、永远的荣耀相比，就不足介意了。
It's not even worth a thought if we compare such light and momentary troubles with the eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们是看重我们今生的追求呢？
We take our pursuit very seriously.
还是要为了得着那属天的福气？
Or we want to gain the blessings, the heavenly blessings.
跟随主是要付代价的。
We need to pay the price for the Lord.
因为我们里面有太多需要被主对付的地方。
Because there are many places within us need to be dealt with by the Lord.
当我们被主对付的时候，总是不好受。
When we are dealt with by the Lord, we're not feeling good.
但是我们知道这一切都是为着我们自己的益处。
But we know all these are for our benefits.
跟随主是需要付代价的。
We need to pay the price to follow the Lord.For the Jesus.
但是不跟随主，你要付的代价更大。
But the price, but if we're not following the Lord, the price we pay even higher.
我们都看过很多那些戒烟的广告。
We saw those
quit smoking
commercial advertisement.
我们知道，当我们看到那个广告的时候
，When we saw those ads,
他会告诉你说你一定要戒烟。
It will tell you you have to stop.Quit smoking.
要不然你会 得很多的这些的疾病。
Otherwise, you will catch those diseases.
在那里他告诉我们，
There, it tells us,
戒烟是需要付代价的。
Quit smoking needs to pay the price.
但是如果你不戒烟，那个代价会更大。
If you don't quit, the price you pay even higher.
同样，我们跟随主也是一样。
It's the same for us to follow the Lord.
我们跟随主是要付上代价。
We need to pay the price to follow the Lord.
但是如果我们不跟随主，
If we don't pay the price, if we
don't follow the Lord, 我们所要付的代价会更加的大。
The price we pay even is even higher.
因为什么时候我们离开主？
Because whenever we leave, we are away from the Lord.
我们就落在失败、软弱、跌倒的光景中。
We fall into the weakness and the failure.
什么时候我们一离开主？
Whenever we are away from the Lord,
我们就落在仇敌的辖制，落在仇敌的攻击底下。
We fall into the bondage and attacks of our enemies.
我不知道弟兄姊妹现在属灵的光景怎么样。
I don't know how is your spiritual situation now.
你是已经远离主了呢？
You are away from the God.
还是巴不得每一天都来到他的面前来亲近他？
Or you hope every day you come to the Lord to worship Him.
有一次我开车经过一个教堂。
Once when I drove past a cathedral.
我发现在那个教堂的上面有一个很大的一个广告牌。
I saw a big sign on top of the church.
在那个广告牌上面他写着说，
On the poster,
他说如果你发现神离你很远，
On the poster it says, If you find the Lord is away, is far away from you,
不是他远离了你，而是你远离了他。
It's not because he is far away from you, but you are far away from him.
我觉得他这个广告讲的真好。
I find it's very nice. It says correctly.
很多时候我们都觉得好像主离开我们。
Quite often we feel like the Lord is away from us.
其实主永远都不会离开我们。
Actually, Lord is never leave us.
反而是我们自己，我们常常离开主。
Many, many times we are away from the Lord.
当我们有一个心志，我们要来追求主的时候。
When we have a heart or desire to follow Him,
我们常常发现主在我们周围预备了很多和我们一起追求的弟兄姊妹。
We find the Lord has already arranged lots of brothers and sisters.
我们一起在主的里面，我们一起学习，一起成长。
Lord arrange them around us, and we grow up all together in the Lord.
但是很多时候我们也像彼得一样。
But quite often, just like Peter.
我们也很想和别人去比较。
We want to compare with others.
就像彼得他说，如果我为主寻道，那他怎么样呢？
Just like Peter said, if I matter for the Lord, how about him?
主说，我要他等到我回来的时候与你何干呢？
The Lord said, if I want him remain alive until I return, what is that to you?
如果我是彼得，我会跟主说。
If I were Peter, I would say to the Lord.
我说主啊，这真的是很不公平。
Lord, this is really unfair.
凭什么我受苦，他却可以享福呢
？Why I suffered, he can enjoy.
凭什么我要上十字架，为什么他可以活到九十几岁呢
？Why I have to be crucified on the cross, and he can live until 90?
我们是不是也常常有这种想法呢
？Do we have similar feeling like that?
为什么我在那里追求，但是道路反而越来越曲折呢
？Why I pursue the Lord at that there, my path looks to me is become narrower and narrower.
为什么他在追求世界却是一帆风顺呢
？Why he was so successful when he pursued the world?
为什么主让我学那么多功课，但是主却那么恩待他呢
？Why Lord gave me so many lessons to learn? Why so he's give him so much blessing?
我们常常向主在福音书里面讲到的一个比喻
Just like what's written in the book of gospel
主讲到一个葡萄园工人的比喻
Lord said a worker work in the
葡萄园 A worker in the vineyard
A worker in the vineyard
他讲到有一个人他一大早就到葡萄园里面去做工
He's talking about the man woke up very early and go to the vineyard to work
主答应给他一千银子
Lord agreed to give him
那下午呢有一个人呢他是下午五点钟才来的
But in the afternoon there's another one went into the vineyard5 o'clock afternoon
他主怎么也给他同样一千银子呢
And the Lord gave him the same amount
他觉得真的是很不公平。
He felt it's so unfair.
我记得以前听到一个姊妹的见证。
I remember before I heard a testimony from of a sister.
她讲到说，她有一次因为公司裁员，她丢了工作。
She said once before she was laid off.
她就完了以后，她就赶紧要去找新的工作。
After that, he really struggling to find a job.
但是找来找去，一点消息都没有。
But she couldn't find any job.
他就回到主的面前，他就在那里迫切的祷告。
He came back to the Lord and prayed diligently.
三个月以后，主给了他一份工作。
Three months later, Lord gave him a job.
他就在主的面前，他就在那里千感谢万感谢。
He thanked Lord. He gave thousands of thanks to the Lord.
他感谢主，真的又给了他一份工作。
He thanked Lord for giving her another job.
但是当第二个星期他到教会去的时候
But the second week when he went to the church
他听见另外一个姊妹在做见证
She heard the testimony shared by another sister
那个姊妹比他更年轻
Another sister even younger than her
那个姊妹说她说我刚刚从学校毕业不久
The sister shared say I just graduated from
我也要去找一份工作
I need to go to find a job
所以我就在主的面前我也在那里祷告
So I pray before the Lord
说我真的是感谢主她说我在祷告了一个星期主就给我一份工作
I really thank God because I just prayed for one week and I got a job
而且是一个很好的工作是一个在一个大的公司的里面薪水也非常不错
And it's a very good good job work in a big company with a great salary
那个姊妹一听
that sister heard that
她马上她那个喜乐感恩的心就掉
as soon as she heard that her joy gone
她就在主面前说
she said to the Lord
她说主啊
Lord
她说论学历她跟我一样
but looking at the qualification we got the same qualification
她说论能力和经验她根本没有办法跟我相比。
By looking at experience and our ability, she can't compare with me.
但是你为什么给她一份这么好的工作，让我找了三个月呢
？Why you give her such a good job, but you let me to look for the job for 3 months?
主就让她看见这个葡萄园工人的比喻。
Lord actually show her the testimony about this vine the worker in the vineyard.
主就让她看见说什么时候我们跟人一比较。
Lord show her.Anytime, as soon as we compare with others,
什么时候我们一埋怨主
as soon as we rebuke the Lord,
我们里面感恩的心，我们喜乐的心就掉了
Our joy will gone.
因为主给每个人的带领都不一样。
Because the Lord's leading for everyone is different.
我们不要拿自己的经历去和别人相比。
We shouldn't compare our own experience with others.
我们也不要狭隘的以为只有我这样的追求才是最属灵的。
We shouldn't think my pursuit is the most spiritual.
神是宽广的神。
Lord is extensive.
神也是丰富的神。
He is the Lord of abundance.
神更是有智慧的神。
Even more, He is the Lord of wisdom.
他能够照着我们每个人不同的环境。
He can according to our different situation.
不同的背景。
Different background.
不同的经历给我们有不同的带领。
He can lead us according to our different experience.
我们只要相信一件的事情。
There's only one thing we need to trust.
那就是凡临到我们身上的都有神的美意。
Everything happens to me. There is the Lord's beautiful purpose in that.
我不仅要存着一个感恩的心来接受。
Not only I should accept it with a joyful heart.
我也要在每一件的事情上学习主要让我学习的功课。
But also we need to learn from everything that Lord wants me to learn.
主不仅在我们身边放下了很多属灵的同伴。
Not only Lord arranged lots of spiritual brothers and sisters around us.
主也预备了很多那些帮助我们走在我们前面的弟兄姊妹。
Lord also prepared those who help us a lot.
里面我们为了这些帮助我们的弟兄姊妹，我们来感谢主。
On one side, we thank Lord for them.
另一面我们也要看见。
On the other side, we should see.
主借着这些弟兄姊妹来帮助我们的目的。
Through them, Lord, the purpose, Lord, through them to help us,
是为了让我们能够更多的认识主。
Is to let us know Lord more.
是让我们跟主之间有一个真实和稳定的关系。
So that we can have a stable and good relationship with Lord.
我们对主的认识和信心应该是建立在主的身上。
Our knowledge and faith to Lord should be based on the Lord Himself.
而不是建立在人的身上。
But not on others.
要不然
，Otherwise，
如果有一天带领我们的弟兄姊妹跌倒了
，One day the leading brothers and sisters falls back.
我们自己也被绊倒了
，We ourselves will be stumbled.
所以主对彼得说
：“So Lord, that's what Lord said to the people.
约翰与你有什么相干呢
？Has John something to do with you?
你来跟从我吧。
You must follow me.
因为你跟随的不是人，你跟随的乃是主。
It's Lord who you follow, not the man you follow.
当我们看见有弟兄姊妹软弱跌倒的时候
，When we see the brothers and sisters who fall into the weakness and failure,
我们不是在那里对主灰心失望
，We shouldn't be disappointed or discouraged to the Lord.”
我们也不是在那里幸灾乐祸。
We shouldn't be laugh in our heart.
我们乃是要为他来祷告。
We should pray for them.
我们一面求主能够让他能够回转过来。
On one side, we should pray the Lord so that he can turn back.
一面我们也要为着我们自己，我们来警醒。
On the other side, we should pray for ourselves.
因为他会跌倒，我们照样也会跌倒。
Because he or she falls back.We will fall back one day.
我们需要彼此带导，我们需要彼此的提醒。
We should pray for each other, for one another, and we should remind of each other.
所以约翰在约翰福音二十章结束以后
，So at the end of the chapter 21,
他又加上了后来的最后的一章。
After he finished the chapter 20, he added another chapter 21.
在这加上来的一章里，约翰让我们看见。
Within this added chapter 21, John showed us.
我们对主的认识不能光停留在信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
Knowledge to the Lord, the knowledge to the Lord shouldn't stop where we are. We only believe in He is the Son of God.
我们更要在这个根基的上面，我们要往前。
But based on this, we should go forward.
我们在跟随主、侍奉主的这条路上。
On this journey to follow him and serve him.
关键的是我们自己和主之间的关系。
The key is the relationship between us and the Lord.
我们和主之间，我们有没有那个爱的连接？
Is there any linking of love between us?
这个爱不是天然的爱。
This love is not our physical love, but nature.
这个爱是主放在我们里面那个起初的爱。
This is the love put in us by Lord originally.
那个爱乃是从神而来的爱。
This is the love from God.
当我们在爱里跟随主，我们来服侍主的时候
，When we follow Him within the love，
我们的生命就会被改变
，Our life will be transformed。
我们就真的能够经历
，We really can experience。
耶稣基督他是神的儿子
，Jesus Christ is the Son of God。
并且我们真的能够信他，能够得着那个丰盛的生命
，And really we can believe in Him and gain the life。
盼望有一天主来问我们说。
Hopefully one day, Lord came to ask us,
你爱我比这些更深吗？
Do you truly love me more than these?
我们也能够像彼得一样，我们对主说。
So we can say to the Lord, just like Peter.
是的，主啊，你知道。
Lord, you know.
我爱你。
I love you.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
是的，主。
Yes, Lord.
当我们来到你面前的时候。
When we come before you,
主，我们承认我们自己啊是何等的不够爱你。
We have to confess we not love you.
主，我们更多的是爱这个世界。
We love this world more than that.
主，我们更多的是爱你所给我们的祝福。
We love the blessings that given by you more.
主，我们盼望今天，主你对我们每个人的心说话。
Lord, may you speak to each one of us.
让我们看见主你爱我们比爱那些更多。
Let us to see.Lord, you love us more than these.
你爱我们，你轻看一切的羞辱。
Let us see, you love us in despite of all other humiliations.
你爱我们，你为我们走上这条十字架的道路。
You love us and you walk onto the cross.
主，求你真的是开我们的眼睛。
Lord, may you open up our hearts.
主，你让圣灵对我们的心来说话。
Lord, let Holy Spirit speak to us.
让我们真的看见你对着我们的爱。
Let us see the true love you.Give to us.
让我们真的也能够从心里面，我们向你回应说。
So that we can respond from our own heart.
主啊，我也真的愿意来爱你。
Lord, I'm willing to love you.
求你来帮助我。
May you help us.
主，我们求你来祝福我们中间的弟兄姊妹。
May you bless the brothers and sisters among us.
不管我们现在属灵的光景如何。
No matter what situation we are in.
不管我们是落在软弱失败的当中。
No matter weakness or failure we fall in.
不管我们远离了神有多久。
No matter how long we far away from the Lord.
但是我们求你主你今天借着你的话主把我们再次领回到你的面前。
Lord, may you bring up back to you by your own words.
让我们再次因为听见你的话我们的心就火热起来。
Let us, so you enlighten us after we heard your voice.
让我们能够好好的来跟随你。
So we can follow you well.
让我们好好的来服侍你。
So that we can serve you well.
让我们好好的来走这条属天的道路。
So that we can walk on this journey to the heaven well.
我们把一切的感谢赞美都归给你。
We give you all the glory and the praises to you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.